Good morning, everyone, and welcome to On the DF. I am Ranger John, and who are you?
And the lovely Daniel.
That's right. Very lovely. Very sweet.
Are you sure?
Are you drinking something sweet now?
Yeah, I'm drinking a Sprite tropical mix. It seems like it's something new.
We just finished birding at Mason Farm and stopped at the gas station to get some water, and Daniel got Sprite tropical mix, which is in a clear bottle, and the soda is clear. It's clear, very tropical.
Well, the Sprite is also clear, except that we are used to see it in a green bottle. That's right.
So it is my birthday today. Happy birthday to me. And we just came from a birthday birding
adventure
at Mason Farm, where we haven't been for quite a while. And we got, how many birds did we get?
Like 24, I think.
24 species. Anything exceptional?
Well, for you, the prairie warbler was exceptional. The black and white warbler was good, and we have a good view. I have a good view of two summer tanagers, one male and one female.
I saw the male.
Yeah, they were both stunning.
So the prairie warbler for me, see, according to our rules that we have established, I cannot count the prairie warbler in my life list because I didn't see it. I just heard it. Heard the call. Do you want to talk about the app that has revolutionized our birding experience?
Yes, it's called Merlin. It's free, and it identifies birds pretty accurately with... Sorry, I was merging.
That's okay.
With the bird call, it's very good, and it can identify birds that are really far away, too.
So it listens, you just hold your phone up and it listens to the birds that are calling, and then it just shows you a picture of the bird and the name of the bird that you're listening to.
Very good. The first time we use it.
Yeah, it was
from Cornell Labs.
The game changer, don't you think?
Yeah. We struggle sometime with the bird calls.
Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. There are many that we don't struggle.
That's true. You're right. So, Mason Farm. Yeah, we can't go all the way around the loop, which is 2.1 miles, because at the midpoint, at the it turns like a horseshoe there, there's like a bog. There is a bog. And it used to have a boardwalk, but a storm destroyed it.
Yeah.
Right?
So now it's impassable.
It's impassable. Not impossible, but well, it's impossible as well.
The fact that they did all the construction that they did for the boardwalk make it worse now that the boardwalk is not there. Because it used to be no boardwalk and it was okay. It will get flooded, but then it will dry. But now, when they put the boardwalk, they did some like little canals for the water to go under the boardwalk, and it's impossible.
It's too bad, because if you wanted to see the other half, you'd have to walk back all the way, back to the beginning, which is now the length of the whole walk, in order to see the second half. So unless you want to walk 4 miles, you can't see both parts in the same day.
And it's been like several years since it's been destroyed. At least 2 years, I think.
Yep. So what else we got?
We got went to Boston, Massachusetts, last week to visit friends, to go. You went to a concert, and we went together to the museum to see a show. You want to talk about that?
Sure. We visited my friend Sia and her husband, also my friend John. And John plays in the John is a one of the players in the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and he got us tickets to a concert on Friday night, and the program was the Ravel G major piano concerto. He wrote two. The other one is for left hand only. And the other piece was Stravinsky's Petrushka, beautiful ballet. One of the three ballets, like Rite of Spring, Firebird, and Petrushka. It was very good. And I liked it also because it was a short concert with no intermission in about an hour, which is just the right amount of music, I think. Like, if you go to a regular length symphony concert, it's like at least another half hour. And I'm tired by then, you know, I heard enough music. We went to, on the day that we arrived, we went to the Boston Museum of Fine Arts to see the Cy Twombly exhibition. What do you think about that?
Not my favorite. There were some things that I like, but it was not my favorite.
Doesn't float your boat. Doesn't blow your dress up, right?
No.
And why?
I don't know. It feels like too abstract, if that's possible.
Well, Ellsworth Kelly is totally abstract.
Yeah, but that's okay, because it's totally abstract.
It's also very clean. Cy Twombly is not clean at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of erasing. There's a lot of painting over.
The range.
Painting over, like a lot of scribbling with pencil and crayons, and then painting over that. I love it. It's very freely scribbled words, many having to do with mythology and antiquity. Really big canvases. My favorite one was one which depicts, and I guess you could say depicts, it's not, the myth of Leda and the swan. Check it out, Cy Twombly, C-Y, Twombly, T-W-O-M-B-L-Y, and look up Leda and the Swan, L-E-D-A, Leda, and see what you think. I loved it, absolutely. And then we went to my favorite lamp store in Concord, Massachusetts, Concord Lamp and Shade. Because the lamp that did we talk about the orange lamp probably a long time ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I bought this lamp to put on this blue table, this blue metal table that I bought at the type of table begins with C. I keep forgetting.
A C tape.
It's a table
a C-section.
That it only comes out from the wall about 6 inches.
A comfort table.
What is the fuck is it called? A
corner table.
No. A construction. No. Consolation. No. I don't know. It's some long C word, the type of table that it is. The C word.
The C table. That's what I say.
Yeah. And I didn't like the lamp. I didn't like the lamp and the table together. So we went back there to get us another lamp. And after looking around a lot, you got kind of bored and went out with John to get coffee.
Yeah.
And Sia and I stayed and looked at lamps. And I got this lamp, which I think is made from a metal candlestick. It's like a bronze, or it's like a antiquated, it's not really shiny metal. Uh-huh. It's distressed, I guess you might call it. And I think they hollow out the candlestick from the top all the way to the bottom and put a fixture in there. And I got a one of the problems with the other lamp, because the C table only comes out 6 inches from the wall, you have to pull the table out from the wall because the lampshade is wider than 6 inches. So the shade I got is a very narrow conical shade, and it looks lovely there now, and now I'm happy. What do you think?
Yeah, it looks good. It doesn't give the same amount of light like the previous one, but I don't think that's the point of that lamp.
Yeah, it's an accent.
It's an accent.
Okay. Yeah.
Lamp. You don't pronounce the B, right?
Yeah, well, you do. Lamp. But you just, your no, mouth lamp. Has to make the
lamp.
The shape of the B.
Lamp.
Where are we going now?
It's not like lamp.
It's
yeah, you pronounce
like that.
You pronounce the P, so it doesn't get confused with lamb,
the animal. Yeah, there's lamb and lamp.
Lame.
So do they sound exactly the same to you?
Which one?
Listen, lamb and lamp.
No, they don't sound the same.
They sound
different.
And what about the
on a lamb? What is that?
What?
Is there an expression that is on a lamb or something like that?
On the lamb.
On the lamb.
That's L-A-M. Just L-A-M. Pronounced exactly the same as the animal.
Oh, no.
You know what it means to be on the lamb?
Yes, but how you spell it?
L-A-M.
Oh, L-A-M. Okay, yeah. Not that with anything after. Yeah, it means on the run.
On the run, correct. So, so we got the lamp, and it looks terrific. What else?
We drove around Concord, and
saw all the rich people's houses.
Yeah. We drove by some battleground from the
Battle of Concord in Lexington. Did you read about that when you read the Revolution book?
I don't remember very well. But yeah, I think that I read. We also went for lunch to this place where we almost got expelled because it was a private. And this lady was really upset that we even dared to open the door for a private retirement party.
What happened?
Yeah, no, the owner made us sit on the other end of the restaurant, that it was like a separate room, and she didn't even want that, but the owner said no.
She said, I rented this whole place.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
And what did the owner think of?
The owner said that he didn't want to rent the place. He didn't want to be there.
Because the person who rented it was her husband.
Was her husband, that he was nice.
Who's nice.
Yeah.
And she's like a total witch.
Yes.
Yeah. The food was really good. It was a Thai restaurant.
Yes, it was really good.
So that was Boston.
Then, well, no, that was a different day. Because we went to this place where I got a cab.
Didrik's. That's the same day as Concord Lamp and Shade, isn't it?
No.
No?
No, because Concord Lamp and Shade was closed on Sunday. Remember?
Oh, right.
They call it. Of course, we've been closed on Sundays since the beginning of this century or something like that.
So we went to Concord Lamp and Shade on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then back to that area again on Sunday to go to Didrik's.
It's closer, I think. It's in a different town, right?
It's in Belmont.
Uh-huh.
You got a mug there, right?
Yeah. You got like a...
teacup, and what else did I get? And a little tiny cutting board, like if you're going to cut a piece of garlic or a lemon, you don't want to cut use a whole big cutting board. No, you want to get a little tiny cutting board.
It's like a toy cutting board. If you have a dollhouse.
So, did we have any air travel issues?
No, the flight back was a little bumpy.
Little?
Yeah, I would say a little. Well, for you, it was very bumpy.
Very bumpy, and I fly more than you.
Yeah, well, lately. But you didn't fly at all in for 30 years, so I don't know.
So you're saying I don't have enough to compare?
Well, no, because you made it look like, I flew more than you. I don't know if we count since I started flying. I'm not sure.
Well, for years I used to fly twice a month.
Yeah, back and forth.
Yeah. And so that doesn't count as flying or being able to judge relative bumpiness?
No, I didn't say that, but you just made it look like you are the expert in bumpiness.
For me, it was like a little too much. I can stand light bumpiness. I can stand what I thought was moderate bumpiness. But to me, this was, you think it can get worse than that?
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you get scared?
Yeah, I guess.
You think?
It was also delayed.
I didn't like the flight up there because the TVs didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it's...
No. They didn't turn it on until you told them.
I do not understand this. So we were sitting in the back of the plane.
Yeah, 22.
And so we're up in the air. The TVs, they had TVs on every seat. The TVs, they didn't turn them on. And none of the people who were sitting in rows 1 through 21 said anything to the flight attendant when they were, because she was like bringing the drinks.
Yeah, they came from
behind. They had to come all the way to me before I was the only person who said...
That bridge.
Yep. Who said, could you please turn on the TVs? Oh, we forgot. And then they turned them on.
Yeah.
Please.
On the way back, they
didn't work.
Yours didn't work.
I think the whole... Like she was saying
I
that
saw
some...
people watching.
Well, I think they were watching that same one available station that I was.
I think that you might be.
In any case, do you, what else? What's going on with
we're going
to Jerry's.
Why?
Jerry's Art-A-Rama to pick up. I had a drawing that I did years ago, and I was very unhappy with the frame, the cheesy, cheap frame it was in, and the mat was dirty, so I took it to Jerry's and they re-matted and reframed it, and I'm going to pick it up. Excited. What about the birds in our backyard?
Oh, they're very active. There's a lot of things going on. Many species. They're eating seeds like crazy. A lot of babies, baby towhees, baby cardinals.
Carolina wren babies. Bluebird too, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen baby titmouse. They really have like 20.
I'm filling the bird feeders like every 2 days or every two to three days, which is unprecedented. Usually at this time of year, the seeds last, we have three, right?
And what?
Three feeders plus the suet feeder,
yeah,
right?
Three feeder.
So we have three bird feeders and a suet block feeder. And they're eating all of those, all the three, the food in all of those feeders in 2 to 3 days. It's unprecedented.
The big one too? The big field?
The big one, no. The big one
goes slower.
Yeah, because the seeds that are in it, they don't like them as much.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got a lot of birds. Lucky Cerulean is doing well.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what about Sia's new kitty?
Oh, Poppy.
Poppy. Poppy's a good...
Adorable.
She's adorable. Poppy is a exotic short hair. That's the name of the breed. And
it's like a mix of
Persian
and American short hair.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Persian cat. It's got a pushed in face.
You barely can see. Well, no, for Poppy, you can see her eyes. For White, you cannot see. And he's Persian. She's Persian.
Right. And the only difference that I can see is that the fur is shorter on Poppy.
Yeah, you're right.
So Poppy is a very adventurous little kitten.
Yes.
Black and white, even the pads on her feet are, well, some of them are black and some of them are white, and one of them is two-toned. What else? My boil, my cyst. Do we talk about my cyst?
No.
Medical hour.
Medical hour.
I had like a epidermoid cyst under my arm for years. It was a tiny little thing, and excuse the grossness, but you would squeeze it. It was just a tiny little hard one. You'd squeeze it, and this little waxy white stuff would come out. And as long as I did that, everything was fine. Then it got to the point where I couldn't squeeze it anymore, and it got big, and then it got red, and it got infected. So I went to the doctor, and they took a little scalpel and opened it up and cleaned it out, and now it's gone.
Yeah, and healed very quick.
It did heal very quickly. What's going on with you? Anything exciting?
No.
Yeah, work is fine.
Boring. A lot of work. And yeah, we just have the retreat.
Had a retreat. How was that?
We retreated and we discussed our future and our past. We walk in each other's shoes.
How'd you do that?
Well, everybody took their shoes out, and you know, and then we walked together. After we walked in each
Did you have to put somebody's shoes on?
No.
Somebody else's shoes?
No, it was an expression. There was no shoe off. There was good food.
I'll take the pumps, please. I want to wear the fuck me pumps.
No, it was okay. Well organized, a lot of work. Organizing, it was in the Duke Gardens. That is pretty this time of the year. I didn't see as many ducks in the pond like we used to. I only saw a couple of geese or mallard, I can't remember. It used to be like really full of some kind of exotic
like Muscovy ducks.
Yeah.
Right?
Then maybe they were still there, but oh, apparently there was a sign that said don't feed the dog, so maybe the dog left after people stopped feeding them.
So we're getting... All we have to do is like make a left turn and we're at Jerry's.
Yes.
You want to wind it up?
Pause or end it.
What do we have to talk about? What else?
I can talk
about my piano lessons.
Oh, yeah. Teddy.
And Teddy said he was going to listen to the podcast.
Oh, hi, Teddy.
Teddy's my piano teacher. And a very good one he is. He always has something constructive to say. And, more about that later if we come back, right?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so see you later.
Flatus.
DF is produced by and funded by generous grant from D Pockets.